And in the news, NATO is doing flyovers over Minnesota now, so that's the latest. It's now Lake Wobie here. Big shutdown there in Minnesota. Did Tim leave Minnesota in debt? Paul Lanty. You betcha. Land of 10,000 empty holes. Even Garrison has dried up, I'll tell you. I've never seen anything like it. Michelle Bachmann raced back there with a plunger. It was just unbelievable what's happening. And, of course, she also had hundreds of thousands of dollars in federal Christian anger management funds. So that, because there's a lot of angry Christians out there now in Minnesota. So that's perfect. Couldn't be better for her. In other news, Strauss Kahn dines out with wife, Stiff's server. After the verdict in the Blagojevich trial, Rod turns to Patty and tries to sell her seat. Good news, of course, is Illinois is finally bipartisan on the penitentiary level. President Obama very nearly gets his gay on. He's waiting to exhale. We'll see what happens. He supports marriage for the ambivalent, which I think is a step in the right direction. Pretty much all of us, I guess, would be covered under that. It gave a pretty good the buck stops there speech the other day. I don't know if you saw it. Got his daughter's age wrong, but kids in the debt, oh, they grow so fast. Don't they? Darn fast. He threatened to take away Congress's sweet leases, car leases, you know, just before the holiday weekend. That was the only threat that he actually put out there. They get leases, see, on cars.
Yeah. He threatened them to take away.
Oh, yeah, and he threatened to take them away just for the big weekend there, but it didn't work. The other news, Nigerian man with a fake boarding pass who flew across the country says he was mugged in Wales. And they took everything, including his lottery winnings. So that's explains it. Still other news, Iowa closes borders. Trying to keep the pigs in and the candidates out. And Michelle Bachmann has already adopted 27 piglets in Waterloo. Raising them like her own, too. That's the thing. Named one John Wayne Piggy. The Pentagon wants to use nuclear option in the Los Alamos fire. Okay. You're right. It's out. On the upside with the Los Alamos shutdown, the Pentagon, the doomsday clock has been set back 5 minutes, so that's the good news. Let's see. Greece charges debt to Turkey. Senate stays in session trying to decide on an Audi versus a BMW lease. Thank you, John. Shout out to John, the piano player. The Tea Party bus tour is stalled after they refused to pay tolls. Bristol, we're almost through. You're doing good. Bristol says, Michelle, just a Palin imitation. Rhode Island okays little same-sex marriages. Rhode Island. You know, you can't really expect much from a political analyst on Morning Joe, don't you? So that's what you got there in that one. But, you know, the guy's kind of a schmuck, let's face it. The best punishment for Strauss Kahn would be to be president of France. It's just an example of what happens when a Strauss mates with a Kahn. It should never happen. NBA locks out NFL, who leaves NHL out in the cold. It's a good year for amateur sports, friends. Shia says it's his last Transformers movie, but one more Megan Fox, please. And the University of Wisconsin's Professor Wagstaff hires a quarterback in a speakeasy who turns out to be Harpo. Okay, now this is really, I'm going to take this home with you. I'm going to write this out for you. Take it home with you and think about it. Horse Feathers, the Marx Brothers movie. They go into a speakeasy and they hire ball players for their college football team. See?
Right.
Yeah. But it turned out to be Harpo and Chico. So now we just got this quarterback, see?
He's Harpo.
Oh, never mind. And that's all the news that is. And thank you so much. got to explain it. Yeah, it looked good on paper.